Renee Maxwell joins us. Now, Counties Monaco Rugby have decided that if Tamariki want to play, they want them to play for free. It's a strategy that will draw some interest from throughout the country. Renee Maxwell's with the Manurewa Rugby Club.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Renee. Ko deo tēnei, kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I know sort of Manurewa Rugby's been very, very, very front and centre of our rugby community in the south side, Renee. And I've got a few mokos who are playing rugby in your hood. It's neat to see that they can play for free. What's the situation here?
Yeah, so the initiative at Manurewa started coming out of COVID. In 2020, our registrations were very low compared to previous years. And we realised that we needed to think outside the box and figure out how we can increase our junior numbers. And we were lucky enough to get some funding from Active Sport out of Auckland Council in 2021. And we launched our own free fee scheme. And we grew our numbers from 187 to 278 in 1 year. And then we obviously continued it the next year and grew to nearly 300 registrations. And then last year, being one of our biggest registration years for juniors, we had 438 juniors registered at our club. So we knew that by taking that burden away for parents, we were able to bring more people into our club, more children, more parents, families, and that's all we wanted. Having a full club is what I see as a successful club. That was awesome. And obviously Gary Millington, who's the chairman of the county's board, he's our buddy. He was our buddy at Manurewa Rugby Club, and he'd come along to our committee meetings, and obviously we would talk about our free fee scheme. And he thought, why aren't we doing this across our whole union? So he did a bit of work with counties and the board and figured out a way to do it so that they could launch a pilot for the whole union to increase junior numbers, because counties are leading the way in so many different areas. And so now to include juniors is exciting.
I think it's a neat idea for a family who have, say, three or four kids and they all want to play rugby. It can be quite costly. How much does it normally cost to register young people?
I think roughly it was about $60 to $70 per child, which is a lot of money when you then put two, three, four, even five children. And we do have some families that have come into our club who have five children across different grades. And it's great to have them a part of our club because we know that they're bringing everyone, the whole family comes down on a Saturday, and it fills our club up.
Yeah, the club's cool. I've been to plenty of games at Manurewa Rugby. So it's tracking okay. Look, they're difficult times for our sports clubs with participation dropping off and more opportunities for kids to do other sorts of sports that weren't around when we were young, or when I was young anyway, Renee. How are you finding things? It's almost like it's a constant battle to stay afloat for many sports clubs.
Oh, definitely. And obviously rugby being our national sport, but we're very close to losing that because player numbers, people are going off to do all sorts of different things. It could be from cheerleading to basketball to obviously rugby league as well and football. So that's why we thought back in 2021 we needed to think outside the box to increase our numbers, and that's the way we did it. And even last year was our first year. Counties launched a scheme a couple of years before that for girls ripper rugby, so completely girls only, and Manurewa jumped on that last year, and it increased our numbers even more so because it went from year ones right up to year tens, and we had a team in every single grade, so boosting our girls rugby because that's on the rise as well. So to be able to do that and offer the free feeds to all of our girls as well, because we had a lot of girls whose brothers played for the club and they would come along, but then they were able to jump in a team and be a part of the club as well. So, yeah.
It's always been, I know it's got many ethnicities, but it's been a very prominent Māori club as well, because Manurewa is the centre of the Māori population, to be honest, in Aotearoa, Renee. And we want our whānau to be active, don't we? Not just in schoolboys or juniors, but right through life, as part of a sort of a Māori strategy for better health. Sports clubs play an important role.
100%, and we work closely with Manu Reo Marae. We have a whānau day in a couple of weeks on our first seniors home game, and Manu Reo Marae will be coming along and joining us on that day. So to have more Māoris in our club and in our community coming in, because you walk through our club and I call it my marae, because I've grown up at the club my whole entire life. But you can see and resonate the Māori culture throughout our club.
Well, I'm pleased that you've been able to find a way for whānau to have their tamariki play at the club for free. More clubs need to look at the model that you're utilising and see if they can do the same. Because, as I say, getting our tamariki involved, having them active, and there's something special about team sports. The networking that you can do, the whanaungatanga obviously, but they're great to find a way into a community for people who just arrive. So it's important that we do all we can to keep them buzzing. That's exactly what they're doing there at Mandurewa Rugby. Thank you, Renee. Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's been lovely to have a cordial with you. All the best for the footy season.
Thank you very much for helping us spread the word and spread it out to others, because ultimately all we want is more children to play our sport.
Thanks so much. Great to talk with you. Renee Maxwell from Mandurewa Rugby.